But he wouldn't let anyone, not me or anyone, share his bar of chocolate.
Hello and welcome to another episode of
Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
My name's Craig.
And my name's Reza.
And if you're a new listener to this podcast, you're very, very welcome. And if you are a return listener, hello again. With over 40 years of teaching between us, Reza and I are going to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. In this episode, we're going to speak about causative verbs, in particular, the verbs make, let, get, help, and have when they're used in the causative. And if you remember, last episode we spoke about the causative passive with have and get. This week, a little bit different, but still the causative. Do we have any feedback this week, Reza?
We don't. There's no feedback this week.
Whoa, what a shame.
Pretty. Come on. Keep it coming.
I think everyone's on their summer holidays.
Yeah. Things go quieter in the summer, don't they?
They do. But we're still here. So what is the causative? Well, the causative, we said last week, causative verbs cause something else to happen. Causar. So if we look at the first one, Reza, make, in the sense of to force someone to do something, forzar. What would be the grammar of that? How would you use make in the causative sense?
Well, you make someone plus a verb. For example, Craig, did someone make you wear that shirt?
Don't you like it?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm only joking. It's a lovely shirt.
I'm wearing it for a bet. Someone made me do it. Someone made me. No, I'm joking. If someone makes you wear something, you have no choice. You have to do it. So no, the answer to your question is nobody made me wear this shirt. I decided myself.
So we had the verb make, and then someone, you, and then the verb without to, the base form, wear. Make you wear. Did someone make you wear that shirt? That's the grammar.
Reza, in the UK, British schools have a reputation sometimes of being a bit more formal, maybe, than schools in continental Europe, in Europe itself. So do British schools make their students wear a uniform?
Yes, as far as I know, all British schools make their pupils wear a uniform. I think that's true, isn't it?
I'm not sure if it's all. I know I was made to wear a uniform.
Me too.
But I don't know if it's every school.
May not be, but certainly the vast majority. Mm-hmm. The vast majority. That's state or private schools, by the way.
I can remember a time when I was very small when my dad made me apologize to the neighbors.
What happened?
I have a friend, Graham, a very good friend of mine. And when we were very young, we threw stones and broke the windows of our neighbor's house because we were bad children. And as a punishment, my dad took me by the hand to the neighbor. He rang the bell and knocked on the door, and he made me apologize to the neighbor and explain what I had done and offer to pay to get the windows repaired. Now, if you remember last week, we spoke about the causative with get. So to get the windows repaired, it doesn't mean I repaired them, but I paid so that the windows got repaired by someone else. So my dad made me do that. He made me apologize to the neighbor, which I think was a good punishment.
Let's think of another example. Imagine you did something illegal. Then you might have to pay some money. You would say, the policeman made me pay a fine. Una multa.
Have you ever been made to pay a fine?
I have.
By the police?
Because it was claimed that I parked illegally, even though I actually parked legally, but it was pointless to argue.
So you were made to pay a fine to the police?
Yes. Craig says he didn't want to eat the chocolate. A little voice in his head made him eat it.
That's my excuse.
He was forced to by the voice. The voice said, Craig, you know you want it. Eat that chocolate. Imagine a little devil inside his head. Craig, eat it. So a little voice in his head made Craig eat the chocolate.
I didn't want to do it. I was made to finish the chocolate cake.
I'm sure he didn't even enjoy it, but he was forced to eat it.
And then I was made to weigh myself. What?
Craig, when I was a kid, my mum was very strict about food. My mum always made me eat up all my greens.
What are greens?
Greens means green things, but not all green things. In other words, vegetables. Green and that type of colour, you know, vegetables.
So if you say the greens or my greens, you mean like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, lettuce, those kind of things?
All of that.
Peas.
Exactly.
Guisantes.
The type of thing that usually kids don't want to eat. Kids want to eat sausages and burgers and chips and chocolate. So quite often mums have to make kids eat up their greens. And to eat up, preposition up, means to eat all of it, finish it.
It's got the idea of completion in this sense. The up means completely. So to eat up, to completely eat. I remember I was made to eat my greens, but my mum actually made me eat all my dinner on the plate. It was very, very unusual if I left any food. She made me eat everything that was on the plate.
Craig, let's move on. Let's move on to let. The word let has more than one meaning. If you say let's do something, that means it's a suggestion. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the causative meaning of let, which means to allow someone to do something. Dar permiso in Spanish.
Dar permiso, yeah.
So the grammar is similar to make. It's let plus someone plus the verb without to, the base form.
So an example of that could be Reza let me play his violin. So Reza, the subject, let me, the object, play the verb, his violin. Because Reza plays the violin. And I would assume a musician is quite protective of his instrument, especially if it's a valuable instrument like a violin. Yes. So Reza, let me play his violin. Ojo, be careful. It's not let me to play. It's let me play.
Yeah. And it means the same as Reza allowed me to play. With allow, we use to. Reza allowed me to play. But with let, we don't use to.
And yeah, that's
Reza
difficult. That's difficult for Spanish speakers, isn't it? The knowing when to use the infinitive with to or without to.
There's no rule to help you. You've just got to learn the pattern. So it's let someone plus the verb without to, but it's allow someone plus the verb with to.
And let, in the idea of the causative, has the same grammar as make. So make someone do something or let someone do something.
The same grammar pattern.
The same grammar, yes. Pattern.
Not the same meaning.
No. Another example, I let Reza use my new microphone.
It's true. Craig got a new microphone, very expensive, a very valuable equipment. But he lets me use it. Craig knows more about the microphones than me. I'm just a guy, I kind of come here and talk. But really, Craig knows more about the technical side of podcasting.
Another example.
Craig wouldn't let anyone share his bar of chocolate. So you see, Craig let me use his microphone. No problem with that. But he wouldn't let anyone, not me or anyone, share his bar of chocolate. Particularly if it's dark chocolate. He loves that.
I can see a theme developing here. Before we had, I didn't want to eat the chocolate. I was made to do it. And now we have, I wouldn't let anyone share my chocolate. There's some kind of theme, yes, with your examples, yes. I feel.
Craig does like chocolate, you know. He really does.
Here's another one. My boss won't let me have a day off. Now, a day off is a day's holiday. If you have a day off work or just a day off, then you're not working. You can have a week off. You can have 2 weeks off, 2 weeks holiday. So my boss won't let me have a day off.
He won't give you permission.
Exactly. He won't give me permission. He won't allow me to have a day off.
Craig, when you were a kid, when you were young, were you allowed to stay out late?
Quite late. I was given more flexibility than my sister. She's 9 years older than me, but she wasn't allowed to come home late. They didn't let her stay out late at weekends, but they let me stay out quite late, even though I was younger.
My parents never let me stay out late when I was a kid.
Why not?
I don't know. They were just very strict about it. They said I had to be home by a certain time. And if I was more than 10 or 20 minutes, possibly half an hour late, they weren't happy at all. Craig, I'm just going to repeat my sentence again. And I want you to tell me and the listeners to think, what tense is the verb let? So my sentence was, my parents never let me stay out late when I was a kid. What tense is let?
Past simple.
How did you know?
Well, there's when I was a kid, so that's past simple of the verb to be, and I'm assuming it was when you were a kid. So yeah. I made the connection with the second clause.
So let is an irregular verb. It's let.
Yes.
I let could be present or it could be past.
Mm-hmm.
And I have let will be present perfect. It's an irregular verb. Let.
Like cut.
Craig won't let you say anything bad about Mickey Mouse. How dare you, he says. Because as you all know, Mickey Mouse is his favorite. He simply doesn't permit it. Craig won't let you say anything bad about Mickey Mouse. Is that true, Craig?
It's true. And it's been a while since you reminded me of my affection for little Mickey.
Yes, but I won't let him forget his affection ever.
Let me test you on quotations. Who said this famous quote, let my people go?
Moses?
Yes. 2 points.
I know it from a song. Not, I should know it from the Bible, but I know it from a song. Let my people go. It's an old Negro spiritual.
Yep. Yeah. And that's also the imperative. Let my people go.
Craig doesn't normally let me sing, but I fit that one in quickly because he knows how terrible my voice is. Shall we move on swiftly, Craig?
Moving on swiftly to our next verb. So we've looked at make, we've looked at let. Let's look at get, G-E-T. Get, to convince someone to do something. Convencer. So the grammar this time is slightly different. It's get plus someone plus to plus verb. So this time we do have the infinitive with to. For example, I got my students to do the homework by giving them chocolate.
Chocolate. What a surprise. Craig doesn't think in terms of money to bribe people. It's all chocolate with him.
Of course. I mean, I wouldn't think of giving my students money, but everybody loves chocolate. Everybody loves, it's good motivation.
So basically he bribes people, bribes subordinate with chocolate.
Exactly.
That's welcome to Craig's world.
I think I have very lucky students to get chocolate.
Yeah, if they do that, I want to be your student.
Let me ask your advice on reading. What's a good way to get students to read more, which means to convince them to read more?
To find out what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You should read things like the BBC website, find out what's going on in your country in English. It's a great way.
Also, to read about things they're interested in. So to get students to read more, just make sure they're reading about their hobbies, their interests, things they enjoy in English. Reza, the government, I've noticed, are spending more money on advertisements on the TV, on the radio, on the internet. Why do you think they're doing this? What's the reason?
Probably to get people to vote.
Mm-hmm.
To get them to vote. I don't know whether it will work, but that's the plan. they want to persuade them, convince them to vote for them in the next elections.
So the advertisements are there to get people to vote.
You know, people have tried to get Craig to give up chocolate in vain. In vain. It has been tried, but it hasn't succeeded yet.
What does in vain mean?
In vano.
Okay.
In vano. So they tried to get, to persuade Craig to give up his phrasal verb, dejar. But it didn't work.
And similarly, I have tried to get Reza to shut up at times.
Oh,
in vain. So I've tried to get Reza to shut up, to speak less.
It'll never work. Never.
Maybe I'll have to get him to be quiet by giving him chocolate.
Ah, that might work.
Yeah, that might work.
Here's another example. I remember being in this situation when I was a kid. The naughty children, naughty is malito, the naughty children got another child to steal biscuits for them. In other words, they said to the other kid, hey, go into your kitchen when your mum's not looking and take some of those biscuits and bring them out for all of us to eat. They got another child to steal the biscuits for them. They persuaded the other child to steal them.
So that's get. To get someone to do something is convencer. Get someone to do something. Let's move on to another verb, help. To help someone do something. Now, with help, you can have the verb with to or without to. The infinitive with to or without to. So an example would be Reza helps me produce this podcast, or Reza helps me make this podcast. Or I can say, it's equally correct, Reza helps me to produce this podcast.
So the two is optional. It doesn't affect the meaning.
Exactly. And both are correct, with or without to.
Craig, what helps you unwind, to relax, to unwind?
It used to help me to read before I went to bed. Now I'm watching things on YouTube, sometimes documentaries, sometimes British quiz shows or comedy shows, just for 20 minutes, half an hour, to relax before I go to bed. What helps you unwind at the end of the day? You listen to music, don't you?
Listening to music, sometimes on YouTube, sometimes on the computer, sometimes CDs. Do you remember them, you young listeners out there? Do you remember CDs?
What's a CD?
Compact discs. I still have some of those. Can you believe it? Sometimes I even listen to them. I put them into the machine. But wow, how old-fashioned is that?
Have you got any cassette tapes at home still?
I do. I don't listen to them. But I just couldn't bring myself to throw them away. Can't bring yourself to do something, it means I have some kind of affection for them. So I don't use them, but I just keep them lying around.
Have you got a cassette player that you could play them on?
No.
Well, you never know. They might come in useful one day.
Tell me, Craig, does chocolate help you to forget your problems?
Oh, yes. But it doesn't last. It's instant gratification. It's an instant pleasure which quickly disappears. And then at the end of the week, you weigh yourself and you realize you have to get someone to help you lose weight.
Yes, it's a strange thing, chocolate, isn't it? Because it kind of helps me forget my problems temporarily. But then you weigh yourself, as you say, and you see that the chocolate itself actually adds to your problems. Exactly. By making you fatter.
That's the problem.
Yep. It's a double-edged weapon.
A double-edged sword.
Yeah. Craig, do you mind if I ask our listeners to do us a favor?
Go ahead.
Please, will you help us to spread the word by recommending us to your friends?
Help us to grow this podcast by recommending Inglés Podcast, Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, to people you know.
You can do it on Facebook, Twitter, email people. We don't care. Just spread the word, please.
And that will help us to grow the podcast. Also, a review on iTunes is another way to help us grow the podcast. Reza, do you think this podcast helps our listeners to improve their English?
Yes, without any doubt, because it has been proven that listening regularly to English definitely helps There is no doubt about it. So, yes.
So we will help you improve your English and take it to the next level. So that's help plus you, the object, improve the verb, your English.
Craig, what's the next, the final causative verb we have?
Well, have. We spoke about have last episode on inglespodcast.com/112. And we used have along with get in order to get something or have something done. This use of have with the causative is to give someone the responsibility to do something.
And it's a different grammar pattern, isn't it?
It is. It's have plus someone plus verb. So it's different to the grammar pattern we had last week. So this is dar alguien la responsabilidad hacer algo. Can you think of an example?
Yeah, let's start with this one. I'll have my lawyer send you the contract. A lawyer is abogado. I'll have, then someone, my lawyer, and then verb, send you the contract. In other words, I'm not going to do it. I have given the responsibility to my lawyer to do it for me.
So whereas last week we had, I'll have my hair cut, this is I'll have someone do something. I'll have my lawyer send you the contract. Another example, I had my secretary book the hotel. I didn't book it. I had someone do it. I had my secretary do it.
So Craig asked her, or indeed ordered her or him to do it, probably. If you're in a restaurant, Craig, and you want a drink, what might you say to the waiter, or what might you say to someone in the restaurant?
Please have the waiter bring the wine list. Have him bring, or have her bring, the wine list. Or in a hotel, what would you say to the porter? The porter is the person carrying or helping you with your luggage.
Well, you imagine you wanted to say that it was the porter who brought the bags up to your room. You could say, we had the porter carry our bags up to the room. In other words, we didn't do it. We gave him the responsibility.
And people can organize things for you. You don't organize parties or things. You have someone do it. So you could say, we're having our son organize our anniversary celebration for us. We're having him do it. We're not doing it. So we're having our son organize the anniversary.
When you're leaving a hotel, for example, another place, you might say to the people on the reception, could you have the doorman hail a taxi for me, please?
What does hail mean?
Hail means to call in the street. So, you know, you stick your hand and go, taxi, taxi, and you hope it stops. So could you have the doorman hail a taxi for me? So I'm asking the receptionist if he will make it the responsibility of the doorman to get me a taxi.
Well, I think it's nearly time to finish the podcast. So could you have the chef start to prepare our lunch, Reza?
Yes, I will just place our order now.
Well, I think we'll have to cook it ourselves. Unfortunately, we don't have a chef in the kitchen to do it for us. But maybe we'll have someone bring us the wine list. Would you like to speak about italki before we go?
I would.
Reza, why don't you tell our listeners about our wonderful sponsors, italki?
Italki is an online service which both Craig and I have used. I've used it to help me with my French, and Craig has used it to help him with his Spanish. And you could use it to help you with your English. It's a one-on-one service, and you'll learn the language through native speakers. It's very convenient because all you need is Skype, and you will have a class one-to-one with your teacher on Skype, at an hour, at a time that you choose. And the beauty of internet is it could be any time you like when you're both free. It's very cheap, and the prices vary according to the teacher. You have a look at the profile of the teacher, which explains that person's qualifications and skills and experience. And then each teacher has their own price. So you choose the teacher you want. So it's very affordable. What's more, if you join up to iTalki via inglespodcast.com, if you go to inglespodcast.com/iTalki and you register, you will be given 100 free credits, which will easily pay for at least one class. So that might be a nice way to start for you. We'd like to thank our sponsors, iTalki, for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig.
And now it's your turn to practice your English. We would love to hear from you. So please, if you have a question for us or a comment or an idea for a future episode, you can leave your voice message at SpeakPipe, SpeakPipe.com/Inglespodcast. Or you could send us an email with a comment or question to me, Craig, at Inglespodcast.com.
Or to me, Reza@BelfastReza@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening. And before we go, we'd love to thank our wonderful sponsors, who are
Lara, Fara, Mame, Juan, Sarah, Corey Finnery from Ivy Envy Podcast, Rafael, Danielle, and Manuel. Thank you very much for being our sponsors on Patreon.
Don't forget Jorge and Raul, who are also sponsors.
Oh, our new sponsors.
Our new sponsors.
Thanks very much to our new sponsors, Jorge and Raul.
And on next week's episode, we're going to speak about dependent prepositions. Those prepositions that are commonly found together with verbs. So until next week, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.